Season 2, I am the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, Resurrector of the United Wrestling Alliance, who will take over the world. But tonight we have to talk about the news that hit the airwaves yesterday, and it's been making waves ever since. Arguments and a lot of disagreements abound about Russell Wilson to the Broncos. Big news, big news, big news yesterday. And we also found out where Carson Wentz is going today, but big news yesterday, Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks was traded to the Denver Broncos, and a lot of people are on either side of the bill on this one, but let's take a look quickly at the deal. The Broncos get quarterback Russell Wilson and a fourth-round pick, which, hey, it's an extra pick, right? Seahawks, though, they get quarterback Drew Luck. They get defensive lineman Shelby Harris, tight end Noah Fant, two first-round picks. That's this year's first round. And next year's first round. And then, of course, this year's second round. And next year's second round. And a fifth round pick this year, next year, whatever. So Wilson's going to come in. They got to pay him $20,000 or 20-some-odd million this the upcoming season. 27, 28 for the next one to cover out what he's owed. And then he'll extend the contract out. And it'll probably be $40 million. That's what everybody's talking about. But I wanted to just, you know, talk about this because it's big and there's a lot of news. And again, like today, we know Carson Wentz, that's breaking. He just went to the Commanders. See, after Aaron Rodgers decided that he wasn't going to leave Green Bay, all the dominoes fell. Now, in my personal opinion, right, I think that, yes, Aaron Rodgers was probably on the list with Russell Wilson for the Denver Broncos. The two, they were working on the two deals. Who knows which one was one and which one was number two? But it doesn't matter because once Aaron Rodgers decided to bow out, there was only one team left. So if Russell Wilson was number one and Aaron Rodgers was number two, even if, because you never know if you were going to get Russell Wilson, you can get Aaron Rodgers. But, or if it was the other way around, it doesn't matter. Took himself out. So the Broncos had, they're like, okay, that's done. It happened right away. Happened that day, and it's a very interesting thing. Now, people are talking about the fact that they gave up the farm for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson has a Super Bowl. Should have had two Super Bowls. His team is not offensive-minded like he likes, so he decided, he chose to come to the Broncos. They didn't want him in the NFC. It's a very tough league out here in the AFC now. And the Broncos now here in Denver, Bronco fever. I mean, we are like so just like in it now. You know, we weren't before, but we're in it now, and it's a good feeling. So we're going to talk about that in excess tonight. We're going to talk about the Aaron Rodgers deal and why he decided to stay put in Green Bay, and you know what? It's okay. He's going to be paid good money. He's going to be paid a lot of money for staying in Green Bay. Probably going to be the highest paid football player, quarterback in history. History. They would have been that in Denver as well, I'm sure. But why is the Russell Wilson deal better than Aaron Rodgers? We're going to talk about that too. We're also going to look at some of the draft picks that the Denver Broncos now have, where their position is in the draft. And we're talking about the Broncos because we're in Denver. This is a Colorado show. You can like it from all around the world, but this is a Colorado show. Now, the United Wrestling Alliance, Ring of Champions, that's coming up. here soon at the end of the month. And I got a nice announcement coming for the people in the United Wrestling Alliance. Try to count me out, count me down. No, no, it's been going on under your noses, in secret, underneath your filthy schnoz. And we'll bring it. We'll have all the news here. And hopefully, Javi Cruz, we can get him. Well, we were on the phone with him today and his agent, and he's booked in some pretty big places, so he has, we'll see. And then, of course, we want you to give us your opinion about the blockbuster trade. So if you want to call in, you can call 619-924-0815. I am Hollywood Tony P, and this is the East Coast Party Cast. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something
really scary?
You want to see something really scary?
Get a half gallon bucket of thirst quenching soda pop. Go ahead, take a big gulp, and then feel the relief.
If your thirst is too big for a big gulp, have a new half-gallon Big Burp soft drink. Now only 59 cents at 7-Eleven. At 7-Eleven, the price of gas just went down.
Dragon, and today we are feeling the impact of yesterday. And yesterday, wow, what a thing. Russell Wilson was traded to the Broncos after Aaron Rodgers decided to stay put in Green Bay. Now, there's a lot of teams vying for quarterbacks here. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of different teams who need a quarterback. And now that Russell Wilson is gone, Aaron Rodgers is gone, there's talk about San Francisco, there's talk, Carson Wentz just went. So now we're in the mid-grade, mid-tier, mid-land, right? The mid-land of quarterbacks. So, you know, now they're going to, the 10 and, you know, the 50-50 teams and, you know, the 10 and 8s and whatever. They're all going to be switching, swapping quarterbacks. And the reason why Russell Wilson is a good pick for the Denver Broncos is because he's not just one of those middle, run-of-the-mill quarterbacks. He's a Super Bowl winning. He's a Pro Bowler. He playoff championship. Rise to the occasion, and he's got the long ball, and he's got the arm in Denver. The Broncos are poised this year. Yes. Okay. We lost some people, but I'm going to tell you in a second why none of that matters. Now, I was watching, I think it was ESPN today, and it's true. The picks, what do they matter? And here's why I'm going to tell you why the picks don't matter. Okay. Let's get into that right now. We'll get into that. Okay. Broncos gave up 2 first rounds, 2 second rounds, a 5th round. Okay. So the first round was this year, the first round, number nine pick in the draft. They gave it up. Now, what were the Broncos going to do with the number nine draft pick? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you a second to try to figure out the answer to that question. Ding, ding, ding. Sorry. Time is up. The correct answer, and let's try it again. I'm going to give you a couple seconds to think about this. Okay, so there you go. The reason is simple. The Broncos would have drafted a quarterback, the available quarterback, a good quarterback. They needed one, right? So, you know, okay, draft a quarterback, but you got to take the kid and you got to train him, you got to get him ready. Is he you're going to win material? I mean, you know, you don't know, and it's untested. So do you want him or Russell Wilson? Well, I'll take Russell Wilson. Okay, so what about a second rounder? Gave away a second round this year. Second round draft pick. Well, you know what? The Broncos still have 7 picks. Let me see. I think it's 7. Pulled it up. 7 picks are left. Okay. So let's count them. Okay, they have the number 64 pick. That's round 2 from the Rams. They have round 3, number 75. They have a round 3, number 96. They have a round 4, number 113. They have a round 4, 114. They have a round 5, 144. And they have a round 7, 248. That's 7 draft picks, ladies and gentlemen. So for those of you who say the Broncos got rid of the first rounder, well, they would have gotten a quarterback. They don't need that, and so that pick can go. Second round, okay, yeah, so they lost the number 40 pick. They lost the number 40 pick. Okay, they have the number 64 pick. Okay, that's 24 more up. But you know what? They're not looking for a quarterback. They're not looking for a first, the best wide receivers. They have the pieces in play, right? And the second, third, fourth rounds, all the picks within the 114, there's 5 of them. 5 in the top 114. And you know what? Those middle rounders, Denver Broncos did really, really good. Peyton did a really good job. On not Peyton Manning as the coach, they did a really good job the last time utilizing those middle rounds to pick up fix the team, and now they have again, right? And these middle rounds are going to be populated with the people who aren't looking for. We need the quarterback. We need the running back. We need the wide receiver. You got your tackles, your ends, your offensive line, your defense, whatever. Anything that the Broncos need, they have. 7 picks to get whatever the hell they want, whatever they need, and they have a lot of cap room, okay? The trade deal gained about $12 million in cap space, right? So the Broncos have a lot of cap space, and now they have more. And why? Well, because now that Russell Wilson is in the Broncos, right? Who doesn't want to play for the team now? Okay? Broncos, the odds just increased, like almost cut in half. So if you're a top-tier player and you are at the end of your career, you're at the peak of your career, and you want to play for a team that's going to get you there, it's going to have a fun year, and you got to give a chance, right? There's your chance. The team is invigorated. The town is invigorated. And if you've ever been to Colorado, you know, as well as I do, that the fans in this place are some of the best fans ever. But for the last, I don't know how many years, we've had quarterback battles. Which one's going to be the starting quarterback? Which of these young douchebags? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, let's talk about Drew Lock. They gave up Drew Lock, okay? Would we have gone with Drew Lock this year as a starter? Maybe, right? We'd have drafted a quarterback, first one. Drew Lock would have started. He'd have been blah. Whatever. So you could choose. So the Seahawks are getting Drew Lock. You're getting Russell Wilson. There you go. I would say Russell Wilson, you know. And, you know, the biggest error I think everybody will remember about Russell Wilson is the Marshawn Lynch, the big hurt going into the whatever. The end zone where he passed it instead of ran it. But I don't know why they wouldn't have done that. But you know what? Hey, I'm not going to second guess. I'm not a Monday morning quarterback. Nobody ever let me play quarterback, even though my accuracy is impeccable. But you missed out. Instead, I am the most hated man in Colorado wrestling. I am the president of the United States, greatest manager in wrestling history, and of course, resurrecting, and it wasn't really resurrecting, for the last year we've been working, and but we'll talk about the United Wrestling Alliance later, Wrestle UWA, and we also have a new sponsor. They will have a commercial. We're going to get it to them, but it is Jack Jaguar, all the popular NFTs you will ever need. Just go to OpenSea and search the items, collections, and accounts for Jack Jaguar. All right, Jack Jaguar, our new sponsor, and we thank Jack Jaguar for sponsoring the East Coast. And I want to make sure I do this right because, you know, it's the East Coast Party Game! Culturally appropriate you? Good! No, I'm the hated man, most hated man in all of Colorado wrestling. And you know that, but that's okay. I don't care, and neither should you. All right, so Aaron Rodgers decided to stay put in Green Bay, apparently because of the money, apparently because he wanted to stay there, apparently that's where he wants to end his career. And the pundits were giving him 3 years, and I agree. I don't think he's going to get to the Super Bowl this year. I think that he'll have an okay season, probably a playoff season, maybe. But if he doesn't this year, then he has the next season after. But if he doesn't then you're going to have to start talking about, was this a good move? Could we have just gotten rid of him? Because they could have, you know, the Green Bay, you know, look at what Seattle got. Look at what Seattle got for Russell Wilson. And by all measure, everybody thinks that Aaron Rodgers is better than Russell Wilson. Here's why he's not. Russell Wilson can play for like 7-8 more years, right? So he's in a perfect spot in his career. He's at a scheme, a Denver offense that works for him, and they're going to let him cook, right? They're going to let him cook, like everybody says. They're going to let him cook and let him cook big. Now, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, he's good, blah, but his playoff percentage is garbage. So he won one Super Bowl, yeah, okay, years ago, and that's good. So he's up there. That's why he's a good value. He would have been a good value. However, he's also one of them black spots. You know, he follows around a lot of baggage and drama, and he's just not what we in Colorado want. And then, like you said, we got Russell Wilson. Here's another reason why the draft picks don't matter. Seattle, last 53 draft picks, only one has went to the Pro Bowl. And that, my friend, was the punter. So Seattle doesn't do really good with drafting. And you know what? Honestly, they could try for a quarterback in the first round. Denver doesn't need a quarterback. So they don't – and they don't – they don't need their first-round picks because all those guys – yeah, it'd be nice to have one of the top elite young kids. And you know what? If they needed a quarterback, that's when next year is when they would have done it. So they probably would have. Here's what I think they would have done. They would have kept Drew Locke on and maybe drafted a quarterback in the first round. I would do, next year is the by far the biggest year. So you keep Drew Locke and the Broncos, you tank the team, maybe, I don't know. Or whatever. We needed a quarterback. And honestly, thank goodness it's not Carson Wentz. Because Carson Wentz now went from Indianapolis, the Colts. He's now a Commander. Washington Commander. Not a Redskin. No. No more Redskins. We missed that. We were gone for a season. This is season two of the PartyCast, by the way. The Redskins, no longer the Commanders. Carson Wentz will be the quarterback. And you know what? It's funny, because if you look at it, would it have ended up if the Broncos still had old leadership or was hesitant on the pull? Would we have gotten Carson Wentz? Would we, you know? I mean, you got to think about these things. But you know what? Elway found Peyton, not Peyton Manning. Peyton Patton. Everybody keeps saying Peyton, so I'm just going to assume it is. I don't know. It's Patton. Is it? I know that Coach Peyton, Kevin James played it, but that was a different coach. So who knows? Who cares? East Coast PartyCast, ladies and gentlemen, and we're rolling on. And now this is our season two premiere. We're going to be back every week sporadically with news and news about the United Wrestling Alliance, which is our partner. And, of course, it's because I own it. The United Wrestling Alliance. It's mine, and I own it, and I own all the properties to it, and there's nobody else who owns it but me. And you know what? I tried to hide it for a story and to create the biggest drama in the history of Colorado wrestling, and I did. I had the most successful heel turn in Colorado wrestling, and for 3 years, I was the highest paid talent in the entire Colorado region, most in the West, probably, of independent wrestlers, aside from the promoters. So, yes, I have the pedigree, and the United Wrestling Alliance has the Ring of Champions. And a little sneak preview, since we're talking about this right now. For the last year, underground, we've been having tournaments, matches, all over the country, finding the best, slowly working our way up to Ring of Champions. Without giving anything away, the night of Ring of Champions, I mean, a change forever. The landscape of Colorado wrestling will change forever, and you were there. You know what? You hate me. You want to threaten me. You want to try to come to my house and hurt me and beat me up and whatever. That's fine. But in the end of the day, remember, I'm the one paying you. I'm the promoter with the league. And if you want to wrestle for me and you want what I have, the gold. Oops, did I let the cat out of the bag? This has been a long time coming, ladies and gentlemen, and I guarantee you they'll be knocking at the door of the United Wrestling Alliance. You can please go to Facebook and like the UWA, United Wrestling Alliance, page. And, of course, Ring of Champions is taking place. The 31st on our one-year anniversary. 31st, and all the info is on the Facebook page. So there you go, okay? Ring of Champions is back. Who will win? We don't know. Other Colorado independent wrestling news. There are some other leagues out there. There are a lot of leagues up in Denver, and a lot of those leagues are doing no ring matches. Wouldn't put it past them because, you know, they do that. And then there's that comedy league up there in Denver. And, you know, same old show for the last 10 years. So enjoy that. The same exact show with nothing changed for 10 years. So that's good there, too. And then, you know, you got the big one up in Denver with their TV and their all their other stuff. And they're still not as good as the great late Chris Chavez. So work that up. And, of course, the other one in the Springs, no hard feelings. All right, so draft team and analysis. As we said, the Denver Broncos have the opportunity. They have 7 draft picks. They got their franchise quarterback. They got a nice, strong, healthy team. They gave up 2 starters, yeah, but you can replace them either through free agency or either in the draft. 7 draft picks and free agency and a ton of cap space. They just got $12.5 million added to their cap space because the 3 people that they got rid of, now Seattle has to pay their bills, has to pay the rest of their salary, And so Denver got $12.5 million in for cap space, meaning that the $27 million that they have to pay Russell Wilson is really only $13 million, and they were up ready to pay $50. So all that space, all that money to get, hey, Von Miller, come back. Great. Come on back, Von. We'll take you. Come on, everybody. Come on over. DeSean Jackson, come on. We want you. Come on. And there's room. There's room. There's money. There's space. There's talent. And you know what? The rarefied air of Colorado, it is an advantage, but it's not the only advantage. The fans are the advantage. But, you know, Russell Wilson likes the long bomb, and he's going to cook in Colorado. And if you didn't know, he was originally a Colorado Rocky drafted to baseball. So Colorado's doing good. You got a lot of good stuff, except for the, you know, it's always, what have the Rockies done for me lately? But the rest of our teams are doing good. The Nuggets are doing good. The Avs are doing good, and so forth. All right. So, call the number 319-52, that's mine. Call the number 619-924-0815. I was very amazed at the deal, right? I knew that if I was doing it, I would have went for Aaron Rodgers, which I'm sure they did. But this deal with Russell Wilson has been in the works for more than 2.5 weeks now. And so it's like, you know, that the Broncos didn't just be like, oh, shit, we can't get Aaron Rodgers now. So, oh, let's talk to these people. And it would have been too bad and we get Carson Wentz. But instead, the Denver Broncos seemingly giving away the farm, you know, if they needed a quarterback, it's different, right? If they needed a quarterback, those two first-rounders, especially next season's first, not this season coming up, then one after that's first-rounders, where the quarterback class is one of the greatest in history, that's when they would have wanted to use it, if they needed a quarterback. But guess what? Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what, folks? They could do that. Why not? Or, you know, in 3 years after that quarterback class, the great quarterback class that it is, in the next one, right? All the rookies come in, they get the quarterbacks, they have their season. Russell Wilson's in his third year at the Broncos, one Super Bowl already, and then two more years after that. And they need a quarterback to be the next whatever. So the Broncos can take the pickings, right, of that Super Bowl class. The class of 22 this year, it's not Super Bowl any or not quarterback. Sorry, it's not quarterback friendly. The 23 draft is quarterback friendly, right? So the Broncos don't even have to draft a quarterback in 2023, because in 2024, those quarterbacks that they drafted in 2023, you know, some people are going to be getting rid of them. You know they're going to be up for contract negotiations and trade deals. And you know that Russell Wilson's going to need somebody to replace him eventually. That's when the Broncos should snap at a quarterback. We should not be drafting any more quarterbacks. I don't know if Teddy Bridgewater's going, but if he's not, he's the backup. If you need a backup, draft the 144, whatever, get a free agent, somebody easy breezy, go get anybody. Tebow, come back. Just get it all, get the band together, man. Bring them all in. All of them. And can you imagine, can you imagine Von Miller on the Denver Broncos back to reality? No, you can't, because you're only thinking of yourself. You're only thinking about yourself. And, you know, that's okay. I'm okay with that. You can think about yourself all you want. We're thinking about the Broncos. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more on this, and then we'll close out the show. More indie wrestling news, draft team analysis, and other news around the league about what's going on. I haven't worked this board in a minute, so let's take a look. Let's pick something. Let's pick something good. It's I don't know. Oh yeah, it's this. It's East Coast Buddy K. I'm
for some more wrestling talk, join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go.
There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatula so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Everyone to the East Coast Party Cast. I am the Dragon, Hollywood Tony P, owner of the United Wrestling Alliance, and your president. I stand for all the things you stand for, and thank you for voting for me as president of the United States. So that's awesome. No relation to the United States that you might know. No. Since we're having some audio technical difficulty issues, as usual, we always have. We're going to probably end the show shortly, but I just wanted to reiterate. We here in Denver are very happy that we finally have a quarterback. We don't have to have every year. It's a quarterback. Who's going to be your starting quarterback? It's a quarterback battle. Who wants it more? Nobody. Except Russell Wilson, who wanted to come to Colorado, and now he's going to be Colorado for at least 7 or 8 years, depending on how long that extension is. Some people say $40 million. There you go, whatever. You know what? The Seattle Seahawks, they got Drew Locke. Maybe they can do something with him. Drew Locke is not an offensive whatever. They might be able to do something with him, but they've got to get a quarterback too, and maybe they use the picks that they have to rebuild that team, because it is definitely a rebuilding team once you lose your superstar quarterback. As the Denver found out, these last 6 years have been ridiculously ridiculous, and we don't need any of that. We don't need any more Super Bowl 50. We love you. And then whatever's coming next. So thank you guys for joining us. Like I said, we're going to cut it short quick because there are a few audio issues. But as you heard, you are not mistaken. The Greatest Talk Show will be coming back. That's right. The Greatest Talk Show will be coming back. Interesting, right? You know what The Greatest Talk Show is? We'll go back in the archives of the World Generation Podcast Network, and you can see exactly what it is. And stay tuned. Go to Facebook, the United Wrestling Alliance, like that. The East Coast Party Cast, like that page. The World Generation Podcast page, like those pages. Those are the pages. Those are three pages you have to look at because you're going to be wanting to know this information. I got, there's a surprise coming. For all y'all in Colorado Wrestling, you can hear me. I know you can. I am not going away, not fading away. I am the dragon, and I got so much more to know. But for right now, let's be happy. Broncos have a quarterback, 7 draft picks, and a whole lot of cap money, and a lot of free agents out there who could make the team even better. But right now, got to be the greatest division in the league because of just the talent. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a bumpy ride, so you guys should, buckle right on in. We'll be back next week, the East Coast Party Cast. I'm going to make an appearance, I think. I'm going to annoy Minister, or whatever he's calling himself now, on the Fatal 4-Way Radio, so listen to me for that, and... I don't understand. My brain hurts. La 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 la. I don't know. I'm losing my brain. There's just so many. We haven't done this in a minute, right? We haven't done the blog talk, so. There's a lot more sound effects and theme songs and stuff. So we'll hear those next time too. Thank you guys for joining us. I am Hollywood Tony P, the owner of UWA, president of the United States, the highest paid talent in Colorado wrestling between 2018 and 2021. And the reason why two of the leagues that currently exist in Colorado, now three of the leagues in Colorado exist. Pretty good resume. We'll see you guys next time on What Is It? What is it? What is it if the East Coast Party
Generation of the World Generation Podcast Network.